Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Bobby's Exodus. It was a strange combination of pleasant and uncomfortable, in the same way a kiss from a cute aunt might make you feel giddy and ill at the same time. The worn, cratered path that had at one point been made smooth enough for cyclists to ride along in safety now looked as though it had been rototilled and left to heal itself, and it was along this path that Bobby Sheridan was navigating. "Shit!" he grunted, as he hit a particularly large hole and felt the front of the bike dip down, then launch suddenly into the air, whacking his balls like a mallet against a beanbag. Ah! Then, as quickly as the pain had come, he reached a steady distance in which the path almost apologized, with a steady, gentle vibration that rocked and shushed them back to sleep, part awakening the third of their company. Bobby loved to ride. His gleaming silver and blue Exodus road bike that had been a gift from his mother for his birthday shone in the sun and made him feel like he was riding a bullet to school. When he first pulled into the schoolyard, he felt like he was a king. No, a fucking god, skidding the back tire and kicking up small pebbles at Frankie's shins. A large gathering of his year group bunched together, taking snaps on their mobiles, uploading, Bobby hoped, sweet images of his ride to the likes of Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook with the hashtag Bobby's Kickass Ride. And now, on the way back home, the speed of the bike made him feel like he was riding on the right way of an airport travelator, waving any twat that couldn't match his speed out of the way, with a sharp hand and a laugh in their face. He had large padded black headphones, on which screamed the incomprehensible words of his latest heavy metal band into his ears, and he was fucking loving it. The path became uneven again, and the handling on the bike allowed Bobby to weave around the potholes like Tom Dugan. His mouth stretched ear to ear in an ecstatic grin, his tongue flopping wildly out his mouth. Then the music stopped. It was only a minor thing, but it was enough to dampen the wind from his sails. He carved his path, working his way smoothly around a woman, with her parasol buggy, before skidding next to the wall of someone's front garden and checking his phone. His smile returned. On the screen of his iPhone, an old model but still freaking great for apps, he could see the little icons of each of his social media platforms. He clicked on each as they appeared and laughed at the screen, as if each person commenting on the delicious pics of his hot rod could hear him. On Kyle Humphrey's Instagram account, @Humperlump, he read the words, hashtag jealous of my new boy's new trophy, underneath a shaky image of Bobby mid-skid, 8 new followers. On Snapchat, Elise Johnson, with the username Elise Princess XO, showed the faces of at least 15 guys ogling the bike and giving knuckle dusters to Bobby's thick brown locks, 12 new followers. So it went on. The annoyance that had been there from the notifications disturbing his tunage dissipated, replaced by that smug satisfaction that came with each little new follower bubble. On Bobby's own Instagram account, BobsDeGobs99, he was coming up to the big 1K, an achievement that would be made all the sweeter by clinching Zach Johnson to the post. He was currently hovering around 980. Bobby clicked resume on his music player and set off again, ignoring the judgmental look the woman with the buggy gave as he sped past her once more, feeling the sleeves of her jacket puff his way as he did. A couple of hundred meters further up the road, he could see the crest of an incline. It broached a T-junction, in which he would cross the traffic lights, take a left, and relax off the pedals as the slope declined and took him home. This was once the hard part, but with XO, as he had taken to calling it around his chums, he found it alarmingly easy. Almost like riding a bike. When he got to the traffic lights, he realized the music had cut off again. Hands straight in his pocket, he felt the dull vibrations and checked his notifications for the last time. The swipe-down menu showed further friend requests, even more likes, and a couple of mentions on Twitter too. Score! He pressed the button for the crossing without looking, then began clicking each bubble. He heard the faint beeping that indicated the green man had said go, and once more clicked play on his music player. If he had taken a second longer to look, he may have seen that his man was actually on red, and he wouldn't have started shuffling his feet forward under the bike out into the open road, where a steel blue Subaru Impreza was hurtling over the breast of the hill, disobeying the speed limit, but obeying the green lights it saw. The sound of glass raining on tarmac, a brief sound of a tree falling on a whoopee cushion before Bobby flew like Evel Knievel over the bonnet of the car and crumpled like spaghetti dropped on the china plate. His head lay to one side, pain screamed through every part of his body to the point where he was shocked that he was somehow conscious, though it didn't last long. Somewhere, in an alternate reality where everything was foggy and far off, he saw the shapes of people huddling towards him, screaming words that came out as whispers as they faded away. The last thing he saw before his eyes closed their doors was the screen of his phone, vibrating with update after update. But Bobby had one question for them all. What did they really matter now?
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Other Stories. Bobby's Exodus was written by Daniel Wilcox, narrated by Ben Errington, with music by Tom Robson. For more information, and even a free book, head over to www.hawkandcleaver.com. Or if you'd like to support the show, we've just launched a Patreon campaign at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. There you'll be able to support the show from as little as a dollar a month, get your greasy fingers on a quarterly collected print edition of The Other Stories, and even suggest story ideas or be featured in a story yourself. So, until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.